a negotiation expert's advice on how to save the Colorado River.
I don't need to win the argument. What we need to do is find the solution.
On Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z Water Dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. California legislators consider bills allowing the state's public universities to employ undocumented students. The effort continues to spread the word on abortion pill availability on California university campuses through a state website. And Los Angeles International Airport has some changes in store for air travelers.
The idea is to create signage that's easier to understand and more appealing.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAS 89.3. The man arrested for breaking into Mayor Karen Bass's home over the weekend has pleaded not guilty to a pair of felony charges. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is prosecuting Ephraim Hunter for first-degree residential burglary and vandalism. Hunter is accused of breaking into Getty House, where the mayor resides. While she and her family were inside, police say that he reached the second floor. Hunter is being held on $100,000 bail. He could face up to 13 years in prison if convicted. A report released by the American Lung Association this week says the Inland Empire and other parts of Southern California continue to rank worst for air pollution nationally. The IE's air problem is mainly due to the growing warehouse industry, which has increased the truck traffic. Fontana resident Jasmine Cunningham talked with partner station KVCR.
We have an air filter and an air conditioner, and then separate air filters for each bedroom and the living room.
Southern California had 175 days considered to be bad smog days last year, with San Bernardino and Riverside counties ranked as the smoggiest places to live in the U.S. A state agency will focus its remaining grant money on outreach to college students following an LAist investigation. Our senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
LAist reported many public universities are failing to tell students they can get abortion pills through campus health centers. A California agency voted Monday to spend about $2.3 million to let students know. The first step, says grant manager Jen DeGrosa, is to add information to a state website.
It gives them instructions on who to call at their campus for this service, and it also flags backup support in case they run into any issues trying to access the service.
The plan includes $750,000 in digital and media outreach on campuses. There's no word on when the outreach campaign will start. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Budget concerns may stall a planned expansion of the Cal Grant program, according to our news partner, Cal Matters. Cal Grants are state scholarships for students at University of California and Cal State University School.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS for a morning of multilingual story times, interactive performances, art making, and lots of kid fun. Bring the whole fam and join us for a super fun Saturday at LAS in Pasadena on June 1st. Tickets at las.com/events. See you there.
They also provide cash to community college students. The state had planned to expand the financial aid to more than 130,000 additional students, but the price tag for all that extra aid is steep, $245 million just in year one. Legislative analysts have reconfirmed that California likely cannot afford the full expansion due to the state's multi-billion-dollar revenue shortfall. Some state lawmakers say the University of California should let students who are undocumented immigrants hold jobs on campus. LAist higher education correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez explains why the university is not doing that already.
It's because UC President Michael Drake raised concerns. He said opening jobs for undocumented students could hurt UC's federal funding and put staff in legal jeopardy. Assemblymember David Alvarez authored a bill that would go around Drake by having state law open up those jobs.
It would be very difficult for the federal government to go after individuals who are following a state mandate.
But that bill only requests UC to make the change. Another proposal would ask voters for an amendment to the state constitution that would make the change permanent. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Coming up, you'll hear about plans to rename the terminals at Los Angeles International Airport. Back now to the LA Report. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says a gang member with a very violent criminal history was arrested in San Diego County on suspicion of shooting a deputy in the back. The shooting happened Monday at an intersection in West Covina. The deputy was on his motorcycle and stopped at a light. His life was saved by his bulletproof vest. The sheriff says the CHP arrested the suspect for DUI and weapons possession and that evidence points to him as the shooter. Los Angeles International Airport plans to rename its terminals as part of an effort to make the airport more user-friendly. LAist's Frank Stoltz reports.
The plan is part of a project called the LAX Wayfinding Enhancement Program. The idea is to create signage that's easier to understand and more appealing. Some things that will change, Terminals 2 and 3 will become Terminal 2, and the Tom Bradley International Terminal will become Terminal 3. Gates will be renumbered, too, with an alphanumeric system that starts over at each boarding area. It's unclear when the project will be completed. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Morning low clouds and fog should partly clear this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the 60s. Winds 20 to 30 miles an hour blowing in the Antelope Valley. It'll also be windy in low desert communities in the Coachella Valley, where highs will be from 86 to 91 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about lessons in chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love, the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with like what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out, self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.